Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Walker reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonura moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2. And the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pete moves to third. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Pete scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. Krivic scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Wyatt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive towards first. Bonura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krivic moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Walker moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. Bonura moves to second. It's 8-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peete hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Sullivan interferes with Sewell, who is awarded first base. Peete moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. Peete moves to third. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peete scores. Lyons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 5 RBIs. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Averill moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, White Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Trosky moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trosky moves to third. Soltis moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Trosky scores. Soltis moves to third. Hale moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, White Sox. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Pete moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Pete moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to third. Larry moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pete. Heath scores. Larry moves to third. Campbell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky strikes out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Larry scores. Campbell moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-4, White Sox. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got five RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lyons, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell scoops up the ball and tags Hughes for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pete hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Averill reaches second base with a double. Campbell moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Averill moves to third. One out. It's 9-5, White Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 9-6, White Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 4 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.